Excitement filled the air that evening in our little elementary school. It was the annual PTA Christmas program, and Mrs. Kennedy's third grade class was ready to take the stage. Now, I don't remember the title of our little production, but I certainly remember the theme. And just like the classic TV Christmas special, we were the misfit and leftover toys that no one wanted. And I was the rejected ballerina. Now, I was given a solo to sing, and to this day, I can still remember all the words. Words so simple, yet its message still causes me to pause, even today. Listen. I sang, "I wonder what Christmas is like when you're not left on the shelf." You know, this message is nothing new. All we need to do is to look around and see the empty, the broken, and lonely. People just like you and me, rejected and overlooked. Now, I'm so thankful for those who do reach out and do their part. But how easy it is to put a little money in a red kettle and tell ourselves that we've done all that we can do. But you know, I don't believe that's what Jesus meant when he said that we're to love our neighbors as ourselves. Loving others and reaching out to those who have been left on the shelf of life requires sacrifice. And that's exactly what God did when he gave the very best that he had in the form of his son, Jesus. So as you go about this holiday season and into every day of the year, remember the words that Jesus spoke in Matthew 25. "I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. And assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me." So, my friend, let's reach out to someone today. With Heart Thoughts, this is Sherry Taylor.